miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. When we were interrupted by that necessary break, we were talking with Dr. Florence Comite. It is CometeMD.com. She's a practicing New York endocrinologist, graduate of Yale Medical School, did a wonderful, stimulating fellowship, if you will, one of the best you could possibly do in reproductive endocrinology, and now is with us for a number of minutes more, only a few minutes more, I'm sorry to say, because it would be wonderful to be longer. But anyway, she's going to talk to us about personalized and preventive medicine, but personalized and precision medicine. Dr. Comite, you were telling us a story about the microbiome and the first fecal transplants. Go ahead and continue that.
Yes, that's a fascinating story. It dates back to a 4th century Chinese physician who prescribed yellow soup as a remedy for severe diarrhea. Actually, also described a cure for malaria fevers with a formula containing artemisinin, a herbal extract which was rediscovered in the 1970s and is part of the standard treatment for disease. So we have a lot to learn from the past, from some of these brilliant folks who naturally tripped across a lot of these cures. In this country in 1958, there was a surgeon at the VA hospital in Denver who reported on the use of fecal transplants for folks who had not responded to treatment and had been on antibiotics, and he had used them from naturally healthy pregnant women, you know, who had just delivered babies and were off antibiotics and saved their lives. So that was fascinating. In my own work, which focuses on the individual, there's a field that's emerging. There's a field that's emerging called precision medicine. Sometimes it's referred to as personalized medicine, where it's all about the individual, something you've known for a long time, looking at the biological age and the real age as opposed to what your chronological age is. That's what I focused on in the last 20 years, collecting data about each person and treating each person as an N equals one, meaning every one of us is different, even identical twins.
And so you've used that to motivate patients. In other words, I know you do work with the thyroid disease and with thyroid cancer, but you use that now to, how do you use the personalized and precision medicine now to help patients?
That's a great question. So all the way from lifestyle to genomics, lifestyle meaning the amount of sleep you get, the way you eat, if you exercise or don't, all the way to genomics, the field that's transformed where we're going to be able to go in medicine, from 180-degree turnaround from treating disease to trying to keep somebody healthy. We're living longer lives. We want to keep our health. And the way we motivate patients is basically drilling in at a deeper level, connecting what their data looks like, what their, when you draw blood, we actually look at every facet from hormones to the way they metabolize sugar to cholesterol to inflammatory markers. And we also look at the way they live life, together with their family history. And by collecting that data, and a lot of it is available routinely, but this approach is not. We don't teach this approach in medical school yet. It's probably another decade off. But it will transform medicine in the way we know medicine today, which is basically getting in and treating somebody who's sick. And we don't have to wait for that, because actually our body starts changing even in the teens and 20s. And you could see diseases like diabetes, obesity, heart disease beginning to take hold at a pretty young age based on nutritional deficiencies, also derived from family history and all the other factors I mentioned. And each one of us is really different.
Now, the question we got asked on our email line, and by the way, anyone can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, for Dr. Comite. And by the way, her practice is at Comite, C-O-M-I-T-E-M-D.com. Anyone can email us on udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. The question we got asked is how much of this is genetic lab testing versus taking of history? And can I do this online someplace? Is your practice, you keep mentioning Comite, MD.com, is that a practice site where we can find more information about this? So, Florence, can you help us out?
Absolutely. So, to start, I want to take one step back. I'm an identical twin, and I knew even 20 years or so ago, and my twin is also a smarter doctor than me. She's a dermatologist who also went to Yale. But we are different, even though we're identical. So the genome is of great interest to me, and I've been anticipating genomics for 20 years. But what's far more important is what goes into your lifestyle and your family history. I consider an excellent family history going as far back as we can and as lateral as we can to cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents, of course, parents and sibs, to be the poor man's genetic test. Genetic tests are going to become amazingly inexpensive. Just a decade ago, it cost Craig Venter $100 million in 9 months to get his genome. This coming year, there are machines put out by Illumina, which is a big genetics company, that will be able to do so for $1,000. And actually, 23andMe, which is no longer able to do so based on the FDA ruling, who wants doctors in the mix. The FDA wants doctors to be able to translate this information, so 23andMe is no longer doing that. But through various sites, you can get your genome. The question is, how do you analyze it? And what you just asked me is closest to my heart, because for 20 years I've waited for the convergence of trends that would bring genomics and digital health to a reality. And I feel that we're there now. And just the last day of 2014, we launched an alpha version of what, for the moment, I'm calling the avatar, because I want it to be fun, where people would be able to upload a questionnaire and be able to get insight into what's going on in their body.
So the avatar is at Comite, C-O-M-I-T-E-M-D.
We can be asked about it. I think the best way to go about doing this is you have your email site, the udocs@gmail.com, and if anybody is interested in more information or wanting to explore it, we are going to be enrolling about 100 folks, which I'm going to consider friends and family of Comite MD, to be able to offer them this online.
Great. So friends and family at ComiteMD.com. You can email us at udocs@gmail.com to get on that. I almost gave the wrong thing. RadioMD.com. You, the owner's manual. Stay well. We'll be right back for the second hour for those programs. Get the second hour.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866 for Natron, or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your healthy trinity. Natron.com.